destroy the earth, we'll have to go through you first. Bet they won't be expecting that when they finally come to destroy the earth, they'll have to deal with you first. And now my money says they won't.
Welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we review issues of the Legion of Superheroes and make fun of them, so you don't have to. And today we're going to be talking about Superboy 98 from July 1962, written by Jerry Siegel, edited by Mort Weisinger, and drawn by Kurt Swan and George Klein. But first, we should give a shout-out to Major Spoilers, because they invited us on their show. If you go to their website, majorspoilers.com, and look at episode number 70 of their podcast, you'll hear us talking to them and mostly giggling.
Yeah, mostly just laughing in the background.
And that was really fun. Yep. And awesome.
Great fun.
And you guys are going to think it's really awesome. We don't usually talk about the Legion in, regular sort of terms.
Well, usually not making fun of it.
Yeah,
I think is what you mean.
We're usually summarizing stuff and not really, going to great analytical... Not like the other one is an analytical debate, but you can hear our extra amazing super thoughts on...
Our super insights.
Yeah, our super insights on Legion of Superheroes. And we might be doing more crossovers in the future with other podcasts. Wouldn't that be cool? Or not.
how interesting we are that day.
We are pretty interesting. But yeah, Stephen and Matthew are great.
Yes, thank you guys again.
Yes, thank you. See, this issue is awesome. This is the first appearance of Ultra Boy.
Who I super love Ultra Boy.
I like Superboy. I like Ultra Boy.
You like Superboy.
I like Superboy, apparently.
I do as well, but that has nothing to do with it.
That's true. I also like Ultra Boy, though. Oh my god.
I'd never come across Ultra Boy's first appearance story ever, the old one.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty excited for this, because if you flip through this issue without reading it, and even if you read it...
Yes.
It's kind of uncomfortable looking.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of Ultra Boy and an old man.
Yes.
Taking off their shirts together.
Yes. I have to give, a lot of props to his cute outfit. The artwork in this is pretty nice. I really like his little cute... He's got these red knee socks, and...
Oh, yeah, this is his disguise.
Fucking Converse.
Not his Ultra Boy costume, but his disguise.
This should be his costume.
Half ready for... Baseball boy.
Yeah, yeah. He's wearing little Converse. Look at that.
Aww.
And he's got Converse, and he's got, a collared shirt. And
a baseball mitt on
baseball
one
mitt, and, a long-sleeve shirt,
he
sweater.
He disguises as an Earthman. He goes all the way.
He's the cutest
boy. Earthman equals baseball, right? I guess.
Okay, so the cover of this, you see Ultra Boy, who's Joe, looking at Superboy with his... supervision, and you see Superboy looking at him with his supervision, and then...
Superboy's dressed like Clark,
yes.
And Lana is next to him, and she finally got a new outfit.
Yes, she's not paying attention to either of them, and they're staring at each other, and they're both using their vision on each other, and they can see their costumes underneath their regular clothes.
So they're both looking under each other's clothes.
I like how Clark does this sometimes.
Yeah, just, he's got to make sure other people aren't superheroes. This is important to him.
Oh my god. What if that had malfunctioned? I mean, if he just looked a little bit lower.
What does he do if he thinks a girl's a superhero?
Nothing.
He's not sure anything.
Clark does nothing. We've already learned from Lana that he is powerless against girls.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, so they're looking at each other, and Ultra Boy's like, "Incredible, my penetravision reveals timid Clark Kent has a secret identity. -- Superboy. Little does he dream that my powers are mightier than his." Superboy's like, "Great Krypton, my x-ray vision reveals that this new boy in town has a secret identity. I wonder, is he friend or foe?" And...
So you read that wrong. Is he friend or foe?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bold, there's a lot of bold in
there's so much bold. I should have also said, "My x-ray vision!" Because they bold weird things.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, Penetravision? Penetravision. That's not a very good name.
It's not. It's not, especially all things considered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is kind of interesting because Joe has apparently vision-oriented powers in this. He doesn't really seem to have super strength.
Actually, he doesn't. No, normally, Ultra Boy, normally, I guess. In other versions.
In other versions.
Boy,
more known versions.
He has different. He has lots of powers. He's pretty ultra badass.
Yes.
But in this, they keep. This comic's a little bit weird because they just keep saying how he's possibly stronger than Superboy.
Mightier.
Possibly mightier, but they really only focus on his penetravision.
Yeah.
And, I'm like, just having, slightly different penetravision than Superboy doesn't actually make you stronger.
I'm pretty sure Superboy can just punch him in the head and knock out his eyes. Okay, he can't.
Foreshadowing, but not for this issue, because they don't do anything.
Oh, right.
He wouldn't be able to.
I was saying he wouldn't because he's Superboy.
He wouldn't because he couldn't.
Oh.
Because Joe can take that.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway. Sorry, that's a tangent.
Okay, so on the splash page, something that does not happen at all inside the comic.
Yeah, actually, it doesn't even almost.
Not even close. There are two Superboy statues made out of lead for some reason.
They like to make statues out of all sorts of things.
At this Superboy fair, they're always giving Superboy and Superman fairs.
Hey, they live in Smallville, there's nothing else to do.
Apparently there's a lot to do in Smallville, because there's always something happening, being robbed.
That's true.
God, what is this? Smallville's not that small, all this fucking crime. Anyways, there's these two lead statues of Superboy, and Joe has already melted one of them at the knees, and he's fucking fallen over.
He's calling Ultra Boy, he's in Ultra Boy.
Joe.
Ultra Boy.
Man, what? Ultra Boy.
Even you're correcting yourself, says Joe.
Ultra Joe. He does give his name. This is like the first time we get a name.
It's at the very end, though. Okay. He has another name.
Ultra Boy. Ultra Boy. Oh, my God. Ultra. Ultra Boy.
Don't you actually call him Ultra Lad all the time?
I do call him Ultra Lad all the time, because it sounds better to
Ultra
me.
Ultra Boy, I think, sounds awesome.
Ultra Lad. Ultra Boy. Okay.
Lad of Ultraness? That sounds great.
Because Ultra Boy sounds a bit like Alter Lad.
What?
Ultra Boy. Alter
What?
Wait, I'm totally confusing myself.
I think so.
Alter Boy. And that sounds weird. Alter. It's weird. Especially given things that happen in this issue.
I know.
Man, we are so out of whack today.
I will say, not I, but her.
Yeah, I am out of whack. I'm going to say we because I use the royal we. So.
You're more than one person.
Anyways.
She's actually drunk right now.
Okay. Drunk with power. So, Ultra Boy has already melted his statue at the knees, and it's fallen the fuck over, and Ultra Boy is going, so then you're the mighty, you're the world's mightiest boy, eh? Let's see you melt one of these giant lead Superboy statues with your heat vision, like I, Ultra Boy, am doing with my amazing penetravision. And Superboy's like, that's impossible, my heat vision can't melt lead.
Which I never realized, by the way. I know he can't see through lead.
Yeah.
I didn't know he couldn't melt lead.
Me either. I think they just made that up.
Okay.
Or maybe they didn't, I don't know. I've actually never seen him melt bullets with his eyes before. Huh. He usually lets them bounce off his chest and hit all the civilians and bystanders. Yeah. So,
but the best part about Ultra Boy is just kind of being a dick and ruining the Smallville Superboy day.
Yes.
But you see Clark Kent's parents standing in the background and his mom's thinking, joke, Ultra Boy is making my son look ridiculous at the Superboy fair, which is being held in his honor.
And his dad says something even better. He said, who is Ultra Boy? Where does he come from? What does he want with Superboy? Is he merely an annoying troublemaker, or is he ... much worse?
Ba-ba-ba.
Usually when you say, is he something, or is he something else? The something else is usually, like, the opposite of what came before it. So I was expecting...
is he a troublemaker or a super troublemaker?
yeah, exactly.
I just like that his mom is just concerned that her son looks dumb.
Yeah.
And his dad's concerned that guy might be there to kill them all or something.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Okay.
So this front page, like, there's a big, long paragraph at the bottom. I don't feel like reading.
Yeah.
But it's basically trying to make it sound like, oh my God, is Ultra Boy an Ultra Menace?
It just repeats what has been said in every other... thought, like, speech bubble so far, and thought bubble.
So this is a suspenseful tale about the boy with ultra powers.
Not very
powers,
suspenseful,
powers.
Sorry. Okay, so we cut to a train station, the Smallville train station, and there's Ultra Boy wearing a little purple suit, and we see a dude wearing a little blue suit, like normal people's suits.
Yeah, like businessmen.
Yeah, businessmen suits. And
they have little suitcases.
And Joe is like, Ultra Boy is like, so this is where Superboy lives. And the guy behind him, who's an older man, goes, we will directly go to the home I rented by phone. Be on guard. No one must suspect we are ... different.
You know, they wouldn't suspect he was different if he wasn't saying different in bold.
Yeah.
No one must suspect we are
out
different.
Loud. Yeah.
But,
okay.
Then the next panel is the most uncomfortable panel of the book.
Shortly, in a furnished house, this older dude's like, off with our outer garments. It is time to contact the others in our real identities, Ultra Boy. And
so you... Oh, God. So this old man just rented them a room, and the next thing we see is this young boy and this older man pulling off their shirts.
Yes.
And they've got, like, Ultra Boy. For some reason, they're both wearing it, which will not be explained in this issue. For some reason, they're both wearing Ultra Boy-esque. I say esque because the old man's symbol is a little different.
Yeah.
Ultra Boy has, like, a nonsense symbol, which if anyone knows the meaning behind
symbol, I've heard a lot of theories on that.
Yeah, they're all theories,
We'll get to that at the end.
I mean, like, it's a magical bird of wonder. I can make up a theory, too. But Ultra Boy's got, like, a just bird. I don't know what the hell it is. Green bird-looking shape on red.
Weird
and
shape.
And the old man's also got a green bird-looking
shape
on red.
It looks a little Native American.
It does, but you know what?
Is that your
people? I don't
peoples?
Think that is not my people. Though we did have penetravision back
then. So there's this thing that looks kind of like a spotlight, and it's called the Cosmic Scope. And basically they're like, okay, well, we have to check in with headquarters first. And so they do.
They're the Cosmic Scope.
And they're like, Ultra Boy to headquarters, we are now in Smallville posing as father and son. As planned, Marla will be known as Ben Crane, and I will be Gary Crane. So,
Marla.
This guy's...
The old man's name is Marla.
Yeah, the old guy. His name is Marla. I'm under the impression that Marla is a lady's name.
Marla.
Even back in the day, I'm pretty sure it was a lady's name, and much more common as a lady's name.
Maybe not. Well, they're from the future. Maybe they're just progressive, and they don't have your name limitations.
Maybe he's a lady.
I don't think he's a lady.
I think that's...
He looks like the most old man I've ever seen. And
some people are manly looking,
combining
Kristen.
Combining him with, like, a full-bodied one-piece unitard thing, he's very manly.
You know what? Bodybuilders who are women, sometimes they don't have much chest.
I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So they call home and they're like, oh, don't worry, we're posing as father and son to be less creepy.
Yeah, which is actually more creepy.
Yes. And Ultra Boy is like, tomorrow I will make the first move in my mission to track down Superboy's secret identity. And so basically, apparently this boy's mission here is to figure out who Superboy is.
It's really, like, ominous. He's like, yeah. I'm well aware of the penalty that will be mine should I fail. I shall succeed. You're like, holy shit, what's going on?
And then Marla's like, you'd better.
Yeah.
And that's creepy.
Yeah, I agree.
Super creepy.
I had to point out, older boy's drawn super cute.
Yes.
Which makes
adorable.
It even more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because old man is old and little boy is little.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But older boy's really cute in this issue.
Oh, God. This is adorable. So... Ultra Boy's like, how can I miss my penetravision? He thinks his penetravision is awesome.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, awesome.
Oh, he explains, yeah, I can generate heat, see great distances, and look through everything, including lead.
Yes.
Superboy's x-ray vision can't see through lead. This
yes.
is their huge advantage.
Yeah, that's their huge advantage. You notice he doesn't have, like, super strength or anything else.
Yeah, anything about that.
So somehow he's going to get, you know, one
awesome
over
later.
On Superboy.
Yeah.
With just seeing very well.
Yeah, which I wouldn't think would be, I mean, I don't... Maybe I come in contact with lead a lot.
I don't think so.
In a hazardous so. Manner. Like
I don't
daily.
Think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
So, they go to Smallville High School, and they're like, oh, Superboy must attend this school, because they... At least they gave him the clue that he comes from
yeah.
Smallville. I guess you'd know.
It's the only school, so
because Superboy always hangs around Smallville anyways. Okay.
Yeah.
So, he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to school, because Superboy goes to school. And Marla's like, don't underestimate Superboy! Proceed cautiously. And so they go to the principal's office, and the principal, like any normal principal, goes, welcome to Smallville. I need your scholastic record. What city did you come from, Gary? And Ultra Boy's like, a town far away. All the Scholastic records were destroyed in a terrible fire. Oh, awesome. And Pete Ross, who...
He's like in the background.
Is a giant suck-up and works in the principal's office.
Is this the first time we've seen Pete Ross in these? I feel like it is.
Yeah, I think so. He's I think cute. You're right. We've... there's like a another. We actually read the issue that he first appears in, but we didn't read that story.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But, so, Pete Ross, just to give you a little background, is descended from a long line of detectives.
Oh, right.
And he is Superboy's BFF, mm-hmm. and he actually knows that Superboy is Clark Kent, but Clark does not know that Pete Ross knows his secret, and Pete Ross is very diligently keeping it a secret.
So he's unlike Lana.
Yes.
While still a stalker, technically... Unlike Lana, Ooh. Does not wish to reveal to the world.
If you find the issue where he first appears, it's pretty goddamn amazing because it's really he looks like he is trying to get up on Clark so hard, and he like gets him to take off his clothes for him, and then Clark's weeping as he takes it off.
Oh, that's right, that was awesome.
Oh my god, we might do a special edition of Legion of Super Future Friends just for Pete Ross. Okay, so. Pete Ross, being from a long line of detectives, thinks that...
And having some common sense.
Yes,
thinks that's a weird answer. Oh, I don't even know the name of my school and all the records are burned.
A town far away.
Far away, where what? No records exist.
I don't even think they have a name for that town anymore. It's so far away.
It got burnt so bad that the town doesn't have a name
The name
anymore.
Was burnt away. Oh my god. And then Pete Ross is like, puts a hand on his shoulder, and he's like, I'm Pete Ross. You'll like Smallville, Gary. It's not a very big city, but it's got a Superboy in it, and it's world famous. And, and Pete Ross, I think it's Pete Ross thinking, or I'm not sure if it's Joe thinking here. The thought bubble's kind of ambiguous.
No, I think it's supposed to be, it's Ultraboy. Oh,
okay.
He's thinking, I'll start investigating immediately.
Okay.
So how his slick way of investigating begins is he goes, do you know Superboy's secret identity, Pete? Like, immediately. I just walk up to any Bob, Sue, Dick, Harry on the street. Do you know who Superboy is?
But this is actually very fucking effective. It works. And
I call this the coincidences of Smallville.
Yes. And Pete's like, me? No, of course not. And he's like, that question caught me off guard. Indeed, it would catch you off guard if you knew Superboy's identity.
So like, hey, do you know Superboy?
Do you know who he is? And Joe's like, I guess it was silly of me to ask. He looks nervous, suspiciously so. I'll examine his heart with my penetrative vision. And so this is actually pretty slick.
Yeah.
What? He's an amazing detective, apparently.
That's why they sent him on this mission of something.
So Ultra Boy is like, he like looks at his heart, and he's like, his heart's beating rapidly. He's probably covering something up. I bet he's Superboy! Awesome. And, of course, he's not. But that is a good guess. Honestly, that's a good guess.
Because he looks, too, with his vision, you know, see his heart, and he's like, well, he's not wearing the Superboy Crest in his outfit, but having more sense than, I guess, Superboy's ever had, he says, well, he just might not be wearing it to throw off people like me, trying to know who he is. I was like, oh, I'm...
Well done. Well done.
I mean, you're wrong, but well done for having
Superboy
some logic.
Is not even close to being that clever. Sorry, Joe. Okay. So, Ultraboy has like Marla by the shoulders and he's like lurking outside of the general store that Pa Kent runs, and apparently Pete works at the store.
Only Clark and his friends work at his store.
Yeah. That's not...
And only his friend shop there, too. That's the only customer we've ever seen is Lana.
That's true. So, he's like, okay, I think this kid is Superboy. And I was like, you think he's Superboy, eh? And then Joe's like, come with me behind the store quickly. And that's really creepy.
Yeah, because you can see, you're seeing him using his penetravision at a car that's behind them. And there's like a mobster with a machine gun.
Yeah, I couldn't tell what he was holding. It looked like he was holding a balloon.
Oh no, it's a machine gun.
Because it's like, you know, these comics are like black and very solid colors. So like the black part of his gun just looks like part of his jacket. So it looks like he's holding a water balloon.
I very distinctly read tiny mobster gun.
You can spot a gun from very far away. So... Ultra Boy is explaining once he gets him out of harm's way. It's like, my penetrative vision revealed to me that a hard-faced man sitting in an auto...
Hard-faced man.
What does that mean? Watching the Kent store was armed with a machine gun. And he's going to the store. And he's not helping.
Him and Marla run to the back to watch.
Yeah. So...
In their defense, they think that the boy inside is Superboy.
That's true, but...
But if he's not, they just let some armed gangster, like, walk in with a machine gun.
What armed gangster is robbing...
The Kent's general store.
The Smallville general store where they sell, like,
that's what
cans
the big money is,
of
see?
Peas and peaches. Really?
They could have tens of dollars.
And so this mobster has, like, a fucking machine gun pulled on Pete, and Pete's...
And I love it, because Pete's badass.
Yeah, he's like, get out, I won't give you 1 cent. It's like, really, Pete? That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're asking for it, kid. He's like, totally going to shoot Pete. And then Ultra Boy uses his heat vision, but not to save Pete Ross. What he's thinking is, if his bullets bounce off Pete's invulnerable body, it'll reveal Pete's identity as Superboy. He wants to unmask Pete for himself. He wants... If Pete is going to be revealed as Superboy, he wants him. He wants Ultra Boy to be the one to figure this out. So... It's pretty awesome. Not, you know, Pa Kent is standing right there. He could easily be shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So, he melts the bullets.
Wait, but
he melts the gun or the bullets?
No, this is the part that got a little confusing. Let me look at your coloring to see if mine's just wrong. No. Okay, so, Marla ends up helping him, right? Isn't that what's happening here?
No.
That's old man back there using his
that's a coloring mistake. No.
You don't have old man?
No, I do have like, a white-haired person, but that's definitely not Marla.
You think?
Definitely.
What?
Yeah, Marla doesn't have powers.
Does he? He's wearing his outfit. I didn't know what was going on there.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure not, because later on, they're, like, investigating the things, and, like, it's all been, like, focused around...
I was super confused. When I was reading this, I was super confused.
You're right. It does look like it could be Marla.
Yeah, because they...
But I'm pretty sure it's not.
Marla's wearing the same outfit as Ultra Boy, and he hasn't done anything so far.
Yeah.
But then, I guess this is a coloring mess up, and it's, like, white-haired person outside using their heat vision.
Yeah.
So it's like, did Marla just totally disregard what Ultra Boy said? Wait, so then why does he use his heat vision? This doesn't make any sense.
No, he wants to keep the gangster from shooting him because he doesn't want the gangster...
Oh, jeez.
Did you not listen to my words just now?
I did, but I didn't. I don't listen to you speak, woman.
So he's not saving Pete...
He's not saving Pete out of not wanting to die or something. He's saving him because he doesn't want the gangster to be the one to figure out he's Superboy.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Sorry, I was staring at a tiny white-haired thing the whole time you were talking.
Awesome. Okay. So, Pete sees this thing melt, and he's like, oh, Superboy just saved me. Awesome.
Wherever you are. Wherever. Awesome, Superboy.
Yeah. And Pot Kent comes in and sees a, like, gangster holding a machine gun and bullets melting. He's like, Jumpin' Jehoshaphat!
That's what I say.
Oh, old timey words. And then Clark's like, hey, Dad, what happened here?
Yeah, so it's after Jonathan Kent calls a patrolling policeman, his foster son Clark, who's secretly Superboy, enters. That's my voice of narration.
Good job! And Pete's like, I captured a crook who tried to rob the store. And did he really capture
him?
Yeah,
I like that he owned up to that because it wasn't him at all.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
Maybe you don't see right after that he punches the guy right in the face.
Yeah, I hope so. He's lying.
He's like,
claiming.
I caught him. And by I caught him, I mean I stood there and let him shoot at me.
Oh, Pete. And then Ultra Boy and Marla are wandering away, and they're like, tomorrow I'll prove Pete Ross is really Superboy. And Marla's like, we shall see, .. Really ominous.
Like, Ultra Boy's face there, he looks like a little bit pissed off.
Yeah. So, Mr. Kent and Clark wander off, and Pete's thinking, oh, they're probably going to have, like, a Superboy-type conversation, and they think, I don't know, but I do know.
And I love how many times this issue, he's like, wouldn't they be shocked to know that I know? He's really proud of the fact that he knows.
And then Pa Kent is explaining, oh, awesome that you saved us, and Clark's like, I didn't save you, wait. And then
I love that he didn't say, like, you know, he sees all this other shit all the time, but he did not see his dad and his best friend almost
get murdered. Yeah, it's awesome.
He was nowhere around, and he wasn't even almost looking in that direction.
This is the only time that Smallville wasn't coincidental for Superboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he jets home, and he's like, oh, I think I know who did it. He, like, asks his closet full of Superboys, his Superboy robots that he has, He asks his closet full of them, hey, which one of you guys saved Dad and Pete Ross? And they're like, none of us, Master.
Which, by the way, I think it's a little creepy he makes his robot hymns call him Master.
Me too. I'm sure they're made by Brainiac 5, though. He programmed that. Why do they keep calling him Master?
He makes his dog call him Master, too, actually.
I don't think the dog... He can't hear the dog talk to him.
Well, I think he made him. I'm going to throw it out there.
What you're not saying to me, dog.
You must be thinking Master, dog. That's what happened.
Oh, my God. So, they're like, huh, wasn't my robots.
The robots are like, we didn't do it.
And I didn't do it. Yeah. And then he goes back to the scene of the crime. And, to the scene of the superheroing. And he notices that the bullets that were melted were made of lead. He's like, totally wasn't me then. I think we know it wasn't you, dude.
He's going to prove this, okay?
Yeah, yeah. So he's also thinking, someone here is able to melt lead. I can't do that. And then he's kind of weirded out.
I guess, like, the premise of his old powers is, I mean, even Ultra Boy is doing this, too. Is like, yeah. He's not using the difference between heat vision and X-ray vision. Mm-hmm. He's using his X-ray vision to make heat.
Yes.
Or using his penetravision to make heat.
Yeah.
So I guess that makes sense.
But he can also...
Superboy can't use his X-ray vision then to make heat with lead if he has a problem with lead.
I never thought that they were connected, honestly.
I didn't either, but I'm going to string these things together here in hopes that...
Oh, Kristen.
That's how they work.
Trying to save Superman. Okay.
This is my super science.
Cut to... Pete driving around in a sweet, sweet old school car, and there's a bunch of...
You missed the greatest panel right before it.
Oh.
It's like, whoever saved Pete may be more powerful than me! Which again, like...
Who did this? I'm baffled.
And then I love the dad's like, it's me! It sounds like a really, like, throwaway, like, whatever, son. I want to go back to the store now! But,
So the next day...
It's impressing that he's stronger.
Yeah.
Just because he can melt lead. It's like they're really not considering the fact that Superboy can go through time and beat things and lift planets and whatever.
They're not that bright. He just assumes that...
Just that one power is better than they all must be better.
Yes, he must have every power.
Every power I have, but better.
Yes. So...
He's a little insecure.
The next day, there are these two cliffs, these two rock things.
It's like rocks on either side of the road.
Yes. And Pete's driving around in his car. I didn't know Pete was old enough to drive, but I guess they let anybody drive back then. So, even Crazy Pete. So, he's driving this car, and what happens next is pretty awesome.
You can't pass this panel yet. Okay, so we see Pete's car coming between two, like, you know, it's just a road carved between two, like, rocks. Mm-hmm. So there's rock face on either side. And you see Ultra Boy and Marla up on the rocks. And Marla's still uncomfortably in the exact same outfit as Ultra Boy.
Yes.
And then what I think is adorable is the clothes are folded really perfectly and nicely in a little pile, like, right behind them.
Yes.
Okay, so they've got these costumes on for basically no reason. I mean, think about this. Nobody knows who they are, period.
Yes, like, that's true.
There's no need for a secret identity when no one knows. If I walked into, like, you know, if I just showed up in, like... Chicago suddenly.
Yeah.
With no ID on me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need to put on a disguise walk about the city to not be recognized because nobody knows who the hell I am.
Yes.
So these guys, I personally think it makes you a little bit, sticking out a little bit more.
Yes.
If you walk out to the middle of nowhere and change clothes into this bright red.
Bright red outfit, yeah. Maybe they're just really uncomfortable in the baggy clothes.
They don't like not wearing a skin tight thing. But they're wearing it under it, so...
I don't know. But they do have their stuff folded very neatly.
That's cute.
I bet.
Like, tiny pile of clothes.
It's adorable.
So they went over to this, like, precarious rock face and then undressed. Which, by the way, is still a little uncomfortable with old man. Even if they're not getting naked, something about it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's super weird. I would never undress
I'm sorry, Marla. I'm sure you're an honest, honorable man.
I don't think so.
Stop getting undressed with a young boy.
We'll talk more about Marla later. But, so, there's two rock faces facing each other. Car is driving between them. Pete's in the car. And he's like, now I'm going to prove that Pete is fucking Superboy. And so he melts a rock on one of these cliff faces. and sends it hurtling down in front. It lands in front of the car,
He wasn't trying to squish him.
But he could have.
It's true.
Because to me, it looks like that little car is moving very fast. And so it lands right in front of the car, and he's like, awesome. So now Pete's going to get out of the car, and he's going to pick up that rock and throw it away because he doesn't think anyone's there, and then I'll know he's Superboy. And luckily, Superboy is flying overhead at the time. And Pete's like, Superboy, am I lucky? Would you move this boulder for me?
So Superboy's only around when non-lethal things are happening to his friends.
Superboy looks totally like Superman in that panel. He's huge.
Is he?
Look at him. His chest is amazing.
He's still got the little baby face.
He's huge. It's like, his waist is like that. And he looks massive. He looks like he's going to eat him. Hello, Pete. And Joe sees Superboy and Pete at the same place at the same time.
Bah,
bah, bah. And so Ultra Boy's like, oh, it's not Superboy. ...
I like that panel, too.
Oh, it's really cute.
A little circle of Joe's head. And he looks really cute. He's like, what?
Yes.
Like, he's making a what?
And it's like a little circle inset panel to get his reaction.
Yeah.
It's adorable. And so Superboy's like, awesome, I'll just show this over here. And he picks up the rock, and he sees that it's melted underneath. And then he's like, huh. And then...
I like that he was concerned, because he's like, strangely, the boulder fell. This area was approved for safety recently by the Highway Commission.
How does he know that? God, Clark is such a little busybody. God. So, Clark, what would you do with the boulder? I would just toss it back. But Superboy, because he's super, he looks around and he sees a dam has a leak. And so he super throws the rock. It makes the rock go perfectly into that hole and not, you know, fucking explode the dam.
By the way, why does Smallville have a dam? Do most small towns have giant dams?
No, absolutely not. But okay. Smallville has a lot of things that are not for Smallville.
I'm like, Las Vegas had a dam. It was Las Vegas.
Yeah, not common in the least. So, he throws that rock and it lands in the dam. The guy who works at the dam is like, Smallville's ... saved, yeah.
I wonder if he should really be like, what the hell? Because a rock came out of nowhere. Superboy doesn't come by to explain that he threw it. It's like miles away or something.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, God saved us! Man.
Pete's like, thanks a lot, Superboy. Superboy's like, you're welcome, Pete. And he's like, that boulder didn't fall accidentally. And then he goes up and checks the rocks and stuff, and he's like, man, it's totally melted, and it's made of lead.
Melted lead ore.
That means I really couldn't have done it.
He's so concerned he's doing it.
And he's like, great Krypton, somewhere there exists someone who can melt lead bullets and lead ore, something even my heat vision can't do. Who is that person? Why does he operate secretly? What is his game?
It's like, why do you operate secretly? He might just be a superhero.
Granted, he's also throwing giant rocks at his friends.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But he saved him in the freaking store with the bullets.
That's true.
He's like, he must be evil.
No one can muscle in on Superboy's territory.
Yes.
So, Ultra Boy reports in with Marla.
Well, no, I like this because, like, Superboy flies off, the plotters emerge from hiding.
Yes.
I bet they were right behind that rock. You see them standing there, and there's, like, a rock behind him, and there's, like, a deep shadow behind it. Like, I think they were standing right behind it, and Superboy is not very good at looking
around. I think you are correct. Well, they were hiding behind a lead rock.
It's right there, though. You understand? It's, like, a foot away.
So,
I don't need x-ray vision to find someone hiding a foot away.
God. So, Ultra Boy and Marla check in with headquarters. We still don't know who headquarters is.
Bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's really hard to guess, too, from one book this is in.
So, and they're reporting in through the cosmic scope, have suffered temporary setback, but I promise I will discover Superboy's secret identity within 2 more days, the deadline for my mission. So he's got a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3-day deadline, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, dismantling the cosmic scope, the two begin to don, disguising outer... So they're putting their clothes back on.
Which
looks really creepy.
Again.
Yes.
Something about, like, having that unbuttoned, like, man's overshirt.
He's all... Marla's always saying really ominous, horrible things
That's
to
true.
Him.
That's true. He's like, should you fail to accomplish this mission, even I will not be able to help you.
And Ultra Boy is like, I won't fail, you'll see.
It's like, guys?
Don't hurt me.
Guys, what's going on?
So, then Crypto shows up.
Look how small this town is.
Oh, Crypto. He was romping around in space. That's what the narration says. I'm not even shitting you. He was romping around in space, and he just comes back. And he's like, yipes, two humans are hiding their action costumes under civilian clothes. Maybe they're bad guys who want to harm a master. Wow.
I like how high Marla's pants look in this picture.
They're all, like...
They're pulled up so high. It looks even more weird because it's on top of his action costume.
Action costume's a really cute name for this.
I agree. I'm going to call my normal clothes my action costume.
Action costume.
But something about this time, he looks like such somebody's grandpa.
Yeah.
In this panel because his pants are pulled up so high.
And I like that, Crypto... knows what an action costume means.
He's got a tiny action costume himself.
His little cape. And so he's like, I'm gonna fucking beat the hell out of these people. But he doesn't even think that. He comes up with a plan.
Yeah, he's gonna...
Crypto plan.
He's like, I'll fly them to Smallville, then rip off their outer garments and expose their costumes underneath to everybody. And they're like...
Even Crypto wants to get Ultra Boy shirtless.
That's weird. He is cute.
He is really cute. Very fetching. And it's Crypto, Superboy's pet. If he saw us switch identities, and Ultra Boy's, leave him to me, and he fucking burns Crypto's foot.
I love it because he does it while laughing.
Yes.
He's like, ha ha ha, I'm giving him a ha for the heat of my mighty penetration.
Mighty. Who calls what they do mighty?
I call everything Eddie Mighty. I mightily went got breakfast this morning.
I mightily drew this picture. And Super Pet runs away.
Yeah. Crypto's like, fuck this noise, and just goes back into space or something.
Okay, the next day...
Well, he's shocked because it hurt him, actually. Yes, I guess that's the point of that, because, you know, most things don't hurt Crypto.
Oh, poor Crypto.
So he's like, this guy's a jerk.
And poor dog. And Clark never finds out that Ultra Boy abused his dog. Okay. Anyways, the next day, Lana and Clark...
Joe's in that great outfit.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Ultra Boy is wearing the cutest outfit ever. He's wearing his little striped pants that come,
He's wearing, a baseball outfit.
Yeah,
he's wearing the pants of a baseball outfit. And the little socks, you know, that go, mid-calf.
Yeah.
And little Converse-looking shoes and a baseball mitt in one hand. But then he's wearing, a button-up shirt with a sweater on top of
it. I've seen this look in movies before. Old-timey movies.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe they got it from his comic book.
Half-baseball outfit?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Gonna go play baseball?
Yeah.
That's a lot of clothes.
It's his sporty outfit. He looks cute. This looks cute. I like this. Well,
you
well
wish
played.
This was his normal outfit.
Well played, Ultra. I wish this was his uniform. I wish this was his action costume. And so, Ultra Boy is looking really awesome and slick. And Nerdy McGee, Clark Kent, and
Crazy McGee, Lana Lang
are walking down the street together. And these tiny children...
There's, three of them. They look like they have such bitch faces.
They look like assholes. And they're like, Clark's a drip. Let's have some fun. And then there's, the sound of whispering. And then one of them, gets down on their hands and knees, and the other one pushes Clark over him to, knock him over. And they're, laughing. And Lana's like, stop, you little monsters. And that's not funny. You can hurt someone badly like that.
Clark... In the moment, we're about to see the greatest detectiving that has ever happened.
But first, I'll whine so Lana will think I'm a meek lamb and forget her suspicion that I'm secretly Superboy. Leave me alone. And then Lana's like, it's disgusting. You're so timid that you're afraid of kids half your age. Here, take your glasses. Luckily, they didn't break. And Ultra Boy, who's just standing by, is like, didn't break. They couldn't, and Superboy is explaining in his head to
himself.
No one. Yeah.
He has to remember these things.
They couldn't break because the lenses are made out of an unbreakable material taken from the rocket ship that brought me here. Here's a baby from Krypton.
By the way, what does that mean? How does that mean he made those glasses?
Shh. Who knows? And Ultra Boy reacts by saying, by the three purple moons of Rimbor! Which is awesome.
That's not the saying I'm just start saying that whenever I'm surprised.
By the three purple moons of Rimbor!
And I'm just saying that tone of voice.
Really deep, Thor voice.
Yeah. Which is probably not how he said it, but...
I think it is.
So this is the awesome detectiving.
Okay.
So we see Ultra Boy is, making the face. He's mm-hmm. like...
giant
Perhaps
head.
Kent's glasses weren't destroyed because the lenses are made of shatterproof glass from Krypton. By the way, wow, did you pull that out of nowhere?
I like that he says the exact same thing that Clark was just thinking in his head.
He's like, Clark may be wearing glasses merely for a disguise. It's like, what? Like, you know, Clark makes a lot of blind guesses, but
this is awesome.
I think Ultra Boy just blind out guessed Superboy there.
This is pretty awesome. So, the next panel, he's like, if I wanted to fool people into thinking I wasn't Superboy, I'd pretend a meek, mild nobody like Clark Kent. I'll use my penetrative vision to check on him. Okay, maybe he's going around to everyone in Smallville. That's what he should have done in the beginning. Just go to the high school, just check everyone.
Yeah.
To see for a costume.
There shouldn't be that many at Smallville High.
Because it's called Smallville.
Yeah.
Yes. And he looks underneath Clark's costume, and Clark's shirt. Clark clothes.
He's looking underneath his costume in your mind. He's looking underneath his shirt, Barbara.
And right behind Clark, there's like a photographer's studio. Okay, keep this in mind for the next panel. Okay, so he's looking, using his X-ray vision on Clark. And then
his penetravision?
Penetravision, God, whatever. And then inside the photographer's studio, the photographer's like, what the fuck? All his photos just got fucked up because Ultra Boy, his vision...
Yeah, is letting him see that it is, in fact, Superboy right there, but it's also...
Fucking up the thing.
Shooting a little bit past Superboy there and fucking up this guy's photographs.
Yes. And he's like, what? And Clark, he is like a weirdo and listens in to a photographer having troubles, and he's like, the photographer's having troubles, eh? And then he's like, those negatives... This is so much talking on this page. The photographer's... photos come in fucked up for something similar to my X-ray vision. And he's like, this new boy in town, Gary Crane, was glancing this way a moment ago. Is it possible? ...
I don't make those connections, either of those connections.
That's why you're not a Superboy.
I guess. I don't know, hit me in the head with a 2x4 for a little bit. And then I will be the best superhero ever.
Gotta be drunk.
Yeah.
So... this spirals into Clark looking underneath Ultra Boy's outer civilian clothes and seeing his action costume underneath there. And he's like, my X-ray vision reveals Gary has a secret identity. I wonder, is he friend or friend or foe?
Shall I force the truth out of him? No, he's bound to tip his hand soon. What?
Okay, well, whatever.
By the way, I'd like to point out that at some point earlier, Joe was impressed when he thought Pete Ross was Superboy.
Yes.
And smart enough not to wear his costume underneath his clothes. These buffoons both wear their super costumes underneath their clothes when they both have X-ray vision.
What's interesting about this page is that they put the page number on Clark's sleeve. So it looks like he has a weird tumor tag coming off of his shoulder.
Why did they put that right there?
I don't
it's
know.
It's like in the corner everywhere else.
Yeah, I do not know.
They're being inventive with those tiny number 9.
Yeah, so the next page cuts blindly to Pete Ross.
That's the end. So basically Superboy was just like, okay, bye now, and like left.
And Ultra Boy just figured out who Superboy was, and then he's like, whatever, bye. And nothing happened.
Shouldn't his mission be over now?
Yes. Like, it is over. It is.
But
you'll see. No, you'll see.
Shouldn't they be gone?
No, you'll see. Hold on.
I didn't read this. I couldn't possibly know what you mean.
So Pete Ross, it cuts to Pete Ross. The gayest pose I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That is a gay face. So
and what he's writing about doesn't make it any less.
He's holding a diary, and he has... What is that? It looks like a tampon he's holding to his nose.
It's a pen lid on the little thing.
Oh my god, it looks so weird.
No, it looks like a little pen. It
looks weird. It could be like an eyedropper or something.
No, it clearly looks like a pen with a lid.
I know what Pete's doing.
No.
Okay, so...
What?
That doesn't even make sense.
No.
So he's looking at his diary and reading his last entry in his diary like a big weirdo.
Yeah,
and he's sitting in a rocking chair.
I write diary entries and then read them in my leisure.
Oh, Pete. And he's like, how cleverly Superboy always outsmarts people trying to discover his secret identity. I found out that he's Clark Kent purely by accident. I'm the only one in Smallville who knows his secret.
That's like the 17th time he said that in this issue.
That's his entry? He's reading that. That's the entry in his diary? I love Superboy. He's so smart.
He didn't read the pictures he drew.
God. So... So then he goes to sleep with a really awesome quilt.
Yeah, he's got a little quilt.
And he's like, gosh, if my diary ever fell into the wrong hands, it would betray my pal's secret. You know what you do? You burn the diary.
Yeah, stop writing down your friend's secret.
Every page says, like, Superboy's identity is Clark Kent.
I'm the only one who knows.
That's every entry.
Yeah.
And so the next day, instead of setting his diary on fire and not writing about that fact every night, he goes to the bank and he's like, I want a safety deposit box. And the fee for it is $6, which is probably a lot back in the day.
Yeah, that's like so much money.
That's probably like 60 bucks or some shit. That's horrible. How's Pete paying for this?
Is he rich?
Is like...
Line of detectives, famous detectives.
He's working at Pa Kent's stores. Pa Kent, like, is he stealing from the register or something? What is that? So, I like how the bank manager has a really, like, they felt the need to put his name on the desk.
He got a little plaque thing.
It's got a plaque, but it's huge, and it's angled towards the viewer so the viewer can read it.
You know, I need to know that he's the bank manager. Otherwise, I would just think Pete was talking to some poor homeless man.
It's cute that they, like, gave him a name and everything. Okay.
Mr. E.W. Lemley, bank manager.
E.W. Lemley, my favorite character.
That is, like, a better name. It is one of the better names they have given things.
Gary Crane? You not into that? Ben Crane and Gary Crane?
I guess they're alright, but they're weird, like, the third name those people actually have.
Maybe that's supposed to be a green crane on their chest.
What? You think?
They're trying to be tricky?
That's the most untricky thing ever.
Okay, anyways.
It's not like LOL. Now that's tricky.
Shit! So, he's renting a safety deposit box for a lot of money, I think. And he's like, is the box burglar-proof? It's a safety deposit box.
In theory, a bank is burglar-proof.
In theory, everything's burglar-proof. Lock your doors! Okay, so, does he think his house is going to get robbed?
I don't know.
Okay, anyways.
But our new friend, Mr. E.W. Lemley, says, thieves won't dare try to rob us. This metal vault door is equipped with an automatic device which will explode and injure any criminal forcing open the locked door.
And
that sounds illegal.
Yeah. Is that common?
I'm pretty sure my bank doesn't explode if you rob it.
Okay. Smallville is robbed constantly.
That's true.
Okay, so I think they do need, like, I would have fucking people with machine guns by this bank. Okay. So Pete's like, awesome, my daughter will be safe here from prying eyes. And he goes inside the vault, and then suddenly the bank manager has a heart attack.
Goodbye, Mr. E.W.
He has a heart attack, and in the throes of his heart attack, he falls into the bank vault door. This is getting awesomer and awesomer. He falls into the bank vault door, and it slams shut on Pete. You know, I'm pretty sure that when you close a vault door, you have to spin the thingy, right? You have to spin the...
I don't like.
It'd be hilarious if, like, in the throes of his heart attack, he also spun the...
Whoa!
It's making me lock you in here with all this compliment.
Oh, my heart.
And this giant key and the Deadpool.
So you see Pete's little like startled face like as the door is closing. He's like, the wall door is swinging shut.
Oh, no.
And then the next panel's my favorite.
Yeah.
We see Mr. E.W. Lemley lying on the ground, and this other old man is coming to help, and he's like, Mr. Lemley has suffered another heart attack.
This is like...
Last time he was unconscious for days. It's like, this is not supposed to be a common occurrence thing.
That's not like what you say when someone has a heart attack. You say, oh my shit, somebody call 911. Do they have 911 back in the day? Okay, call someone. Superboy. Someone! And the lady's like, look, the vault door closed when Mr. Lemley fell against it. Yeah, we know, we saw that. And the timeline...
She's telling this old man who's just appeared.
No, he was there in the other panel!
Oh, yes!
And the time lock won't open automatically for 12 hours. Only Mr. Lemley knows the combination for the vault's lock. oh shit. And
like, did they only give the Volts combination to this old heart attack ridden?
Yeah, what if he'd had a heart attack and died the next day? What would they do?
He seems to have heart attacks all the time.
Exactly.
It's not that big of a deal.
But what would they do if he did have like a heart attack in general and died?
The bank won't be there. Let's just leave it be.
Superman, could you come and open the door? Anyways, P. Ross is locked in the vault. He'll fucking suffocate, and they're like,
Are vaults, like, airlocked?
Maybe back in the day they were. I think so, because I see that a lot in, like, movies and shit. They're like, they put somebody in the vault, and they're like, oh my god, they're gonna run out of air! Not into the Supernatural episode that we just watched.
Though. Yeah,
that's all I was thinking when they shut the door. I was like, aren't they going to suffocate? But then they didn't.
I didn't think people could suffocate in the vault.
Well, maybe this is old-timey people, and they don't know that they can't suffocate in the vault.
Maybe. I'll buy that.
Or maybe they just built this thing really badly, like everything else in Smallville.
I think it would be the opposite. They built it really badly, therefore you were not going to suffocate inside that vault. Giant holes everywhere.
There's probably a door on the other side leading
There's
to the outdoors.
Probably a giant hole or a window or something.
Open window with a pie on it.
Yeah. Oh, Smallville.
Oh, God. So, one of these people has the good sense to go find Superboy. And the way that they contact Superboy is that they raise a flag at the top of a building on the bank's roof.
So, does every building have a Superboy flag just in case?
Just the bank, because it's always getting robbed.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
Well, and all the general stores, I guess, should
yes.
have one, too.
Okay, yes, they should. And Superboy's like, you raise a Superboy flag to show you need help. What's wrong? And this guy says, okay. Follow this. The guy says, a boy's life is at stake. I'll explain. Oh, he's Pete Ross. I'll explain everything. And then the next panel is like them in front of the door, and Superboy's like, oh, what? If I force the vault door open, the protective explosive device will go off. Does he not want to hurt Pete inside of it? Was it going to hurt Pete if it goes off?
I mean, he just doesn't want an explosion in general because it'll fuck shit up.
Okay. He's like, I can't look through the lead lock to figure out the combination because my accurate vision can't see through lead. What am I going to do? And suddenly, two costume figures in action costumes.
One an old man and one a young boy.
appear. And Ultra Boy's like, I'm Ultra Boy. And this is Marla.
Who is
not Ultra Marla.
least action-y sounding name when said with Ultra Boy. It is Ultra Boy and Marla.
Ultra Boy and old man with an old lady name. As I was about to leave Smallville, because he solved the Superboy case.
It's been like a day, though.
No, it hasn't. It's the same day.
He went to bed.
Oh, my shit. You're so right.
That's why I was like, why didn't, like, Ultra Boy should have left
they're getting
before, because he saw, you know.
Marla needs him to take off his shirt a little bit more.
Okay, well.
It's like, well, now that we're done.
Yeah, before we get back to HQ. No, sure, Marla's a good man. With a woman name.
And he says, I was about to leave Smallville. My penetrative vision sighted Pete Ross's peril. He's looking at Pete Ross a lot.
He liked following him around for that day.
That's true. And Superboy's response is, did you do this to Pete? If you did, all ... exclamation point. Okay.
The panel right above them.
Okay. Literally, it says, a boy's life is at stake. He's Pete Ross. I'll explain everything. And then you're assuming this dude.
The explanation is Pete Ross was going to the vault and the old man had a heart attack and he accidentally got locked in.
And then Ultra Boy saying, I was about to leave and then I saw that Pete Ross is in trouble. And Superboy's like, did you do this?
He doesn't listen to what people say.
He has super hearing. Why can't he listen well?
He's listening to the game in the next city over. He's got a lot on his mind.
I hear a bird chirping. Oh my god. Okay. So, Ultra Boy's like, trust me, I won't harm either you or Pete. Ask these others to leave.
Yeah, well, and I don't know why he wanted him to leave.
I don't know. I will save him with a superpower even mightier than your supervision. And the bank manager, but some other bank guy is like, we'll go.
This is the guy who explained everything to him.
Apparently, badly. What could he have said?
Someone's in a bank. A vault. That's it. That's all he said. He is trapped there. Help.
And Ultra Boy's like, unlike your X-ray vision, Superboy, my penetrative vision can see through the vault store's lead lock. Here's a sketch. He makes a drawing of the lock for him.
Yeah.
Does that help?
I don't know. I don't know how
vault doors work, actually.
Yeah, so Superboy's response is like, great, now I can easily figure out the locks combination.
Really?
Why couldn't Ultra Boy... Where is the skill there that Ultra Boy is lacking that Superboy has...
I don't know.
...to unlock the vaults?
Numbers. He can't count very well. I don't know.
Superboy cannot count very well,
that's
I
true.
Would wager.
Okay, so moving along.
Well, anyways, Ultra Boy's drawing of the lock helps Superboy crack the safe.
It's cute that he can draw. Drawing a lock would actually be kind of difficult, you know?
I hope that it was, like, Crayola bad-looking drawing.
In another, like, a billion years later in, like, the 90s, there's an issue where Joe makes a drawing. Do you remember that, when they go back in time?
What did he draw? I can't remember.
I don't remember what it was, but they were, like, stuck back in the past, and he was, like, an artist in school. Okay, we won't talk about that. But Joe being an efficient drawer. Artist.
He's a drawer.
And so they let Pete out of the vault, and Pete's like, I'm ... free. Thanks, Superboy.
And I like how Superboy's not even looking at Pete.
He's not!
Like, you see, like, the door being open and Pete's happy face, and he's thinking Superboy.
He looks like he's trying to hug Superboy.
Yeah, and Superboy's not looking at him at all, he's looking at Ultra Boy, and he doesn't reply to Pete's thank you. He's like, who are you, Ultra Boy? Where did you come from? Why are you here? Where did you get your penetravision?
Okay, I will say that this is the first time Superboy has asked appropriate questions.
I agree.
And these are good questions to ask. He should have asked it immediately when he saw him on the street.
I agree, but he's being rude.
Yes. So, Ultra Boy comments on the fact that he just gave him a bunch of questions. He's a chuckle.
Yeah, I love that. That's really cute. Yeah,
one question at a time, Superboy. Who am I? My name is Jonah. Joe hyphen N-A-H. Jonah. And I come from the distant planet Rimbor. Once, as I traveled through outer space, and then you see Joe in a tiny little ship.
Yeah, it's like a tiny, tiny rocket.
It is the cutest ship in the world. And he's like, yeah, an energy beast, it's swallowing me. So there's like a giant space monster.
It's like green, it looks a little bit like those stupid looking things in the newer Star Wars.
Yeah.
What are they? That annoying thing is one of them?
Fucking
the
horrible.
Jar Jar Binks bullshit?
Yeah, I don't know what those are called, but they're called assholes.
Yeah, its head looks a little bit like that, but it's a big
monster.
Yeah,
it does
monster.
Look like Jar Jar Binks. He looks horrible. Anyways, the space monster is actually pretty cool looking. Mm-hmm. Like, it's drawn really well. It's like...
It's much better than some of the other monsters.
Yeah.
On these pages.
And it's pretty badass
it
monster.
Scary.
Yeah. And Joe's about to fly right into its mouth, and he does fly right into its mouth. He is swallowed by this giant space monster. And, fortunately for me, a galactic patrol cruiser saw my peril, and they rescued me. So they cut open this monster.
They just, like, blasted it with a ray, and he flew out.
And he's like, they sliced open the creature with a ray. I've escaped, but my body, ... feels ... strange. Strange! It says strange twice. It's awesome. And... Jonah, then he's like, I soon learned that the radiations from the energy beast had given me the amazing power of penetravision. I don't know why. He has, like, the little beast has, like, weird eyes going on that look like, headlights or something.
Or, like, fly eyes.
Or microphone.
That grid on them.
Yeah, that's right. And he's like, I use my newfound ability in behalf of the law. Before long, everyone called me Ultra Boy.
See, you know, okay, so, breaking away from this beautiful story for a moment. Uh-huh. Because these, like, aren't the powers he has later.
Yes.
It's one of them.
Yes.
Ultra Boy notoriously has the same powers Superboy has, but he can only use them one at a time.
Yeah.
So
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's badass. He's badass.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they were, like, after this story, they were like, you know, we named him Ultra Boy.
Yeah.
Should he be a little bit cooler than just penetravision?
Yeah, I wonder.
That's what I think happened.
I mean, I don't think he ever uses ice breath, though. Does he?
Ice breath?
Yeah, does Joe ever freeze things with his mouth?
I don't remember ever seeing him do that.
Okay. Well, whatever. He's got a lot of shit going on. He's a badass.
But not here, I guess.
Yes, not here.
He's only a little bit of a badass.
He's a cute little boy.
Yes.
Maybe when he gets older. And so it was, what an astounding coincidence. Okay, already you're thinking, oh yeah, Jonah and the whale is a reference to that biblical thing.
But in case you didn't realize it, Superboy will explain for you.
What an astounding coincidence. You, Jonah, were swallowed by a space creature here on Earth. They tell the tale of Jonah, who was swallowed by a whale. He, too, managed to escape. And Jonah's like, remarkable. I would say, what?
I was like, okay, dude.
Don't care. And Joe's like, why am I in Smallville? I came here through the time barrier from the 30th century to discover your secret identity, and I have succeeded. Don't worry. I won't tell to Pete or anyone else. And Pete's standing right there, kind of awkward.
They don't realize they already know.
Yeah, Pete, that's what Pete says.
I wish he just walked around with that giant sign going, I know! Yeah.
He's like got a constant thought bubble in this book. He's like, they don't know that I know, but I know that Superboy is Clark Kent Superboy, but he doesn't know that I know.
You know, Pete Ross dies, and on his deathbed, he's just like, I know
that I know. Oh, God. So, he's like, I'm still wondering who Marla is, and thankfully Joe is explaining. Upon coming to Earth from Rimbor, I sought to join the Legion of Superheroes. Legion of Superheroes!
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
To pass my initiation test, I had to discover your secret identity. They gave him a special task. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Usually they have them... So far, we've seen them... You have to compete against the Founders!
You have to compete against each other!
Yes.
You have to do something!
You have to show a super ability.
Yeah.
But apparently, in this, they
like, go do this.
Go fuck with Clark.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like an initiation test.
I think
test.
That should always be the initiation test. It should be him or Supergirl, and the task should be go make them cry.
You can make them cry within 3 days, you're in. So Marla's like, you passed the test. Before the deadline, you are now a full-fledged Legion member. I, Marla, am the Legion's new senior advisor. I accompanied Ultra Boy into the past as an official observer. We hit our time globe near Metropolis and came to Smallville by train so you wouldn't witness our arrival and be on guard.
Yeah, so my first question was like, since when has the Legion had senior advisors?
But let's consider what the Legion has been doing and let's think that maybe someone was smart enough to go, hey, these kids are just fucking around with Superboy and the time stream. Someone
stop them.
Someone keep an eye on these kids. And they are just holding up in a rocket ship, making out all the time.
Right. I wonder if we ever see Marla again.
I think so, maybe.
Not in this book.
Not in this book, apparently. Oh, Marla. They just wanted to throw in a creepy dude that was dressed... They don't say why he's dressed exactly like Joe.
There is, like, no reason that he's dressed almost exactly like
we'll
Joe.
We'll never know.
He is touching his shoulder again, though, and it makes me uncomfortable.
No, Marla. And Superboy's like, you sure have me fooled. Well, I'm certain you'll be a valuable new Legionnaire, Ultra Boy. And he leaves. And then Ultra Boy's like, I wonder why Pete Ross needs a safety deposit box. I'll use my penetrator vision to find out. He just randomly looks in Pete's shit.
I don't know what he was doing, looking at shit.
Pete also put his family's, like, Nazi memorabilia in there. really fucked up.
Oh, my God.
And, Pete, I used my penetrator vision to read the diary in your safety deposit box.
I like that he immediately tells him he did it.
Okay, actually, how can you read a diary? It's like a flat, it's a closed
thing.
You don't
understand what penetrator vision means.
And it's like, probably not sitting, like, you know, vertically.
They just came through time in a bubble.
Was he standing on his tiptoes?
With an old man in spandex, and this is your problem with the story?
Yes, this is my problem. It's like, how did he read the horizontally laid book?
You don't know if P.R.S. could have carefully stood the book on end?
So that people with extra vision could read more
Yeah, he was in there for a while.
Pete. So, he was probably writing his diary, Superboy is Clark Kent, while he was in the vault.
Yeah.
And
Ultra was like, it's sure swell of you to protect Superboy's identity like this, unknown to him.
And Marla's like, you deserve a reward, Pete, for being such a loyal friend to Superboy and keeping his secret. This coin from our time era will serve as a pass to the Legion of Superheroes clubhouse whenever the Legion meets. So Marla just carries around this weird coin with him.
Like looks like it is like, gzing,
gzing.
Like
little,
you know?
Yeah.
And have other words for that.
It looks like really small in Marla's hand, but then when Pete holds it, it looks huge.
Well, Marla's obviously a giant old man.
And then Pete's like, gosh, that means someday I can attend a Legion of Superheroes meeting as an honored guest choke. Thanks! Like, he's crying. And
which is, how does he even know anything about that?
How does he know about the Legion of Superheroes?
Yeah. How would he...
I don't know. He's never met them.
Is he BFF with Superboy as well?
Oh, maybe.
And Superboy just walks around telling everyone about these dicks who always come back and mess
with
him?
I can see that happening.
Maybe.
Hey, Pete Ross, you're my BFF.
But the way he dissed his thank you over here on the previous page, I don't think they're friends.
Well, I see, like, Superboy treats his, like, asshole friends a lot better than he treats, like, poor
his
Pete Ross.
Nice.
That's, like, totally keeping his secret identity a secret.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Pete Ross did make him cry and take off his clothes, so.
That's me.
Okay. Okay, so Marla's like, yeah, Superboy will soon take you into the future to meet to Elite. What?
Well, they do know the future.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
So,
but it's a little bit creepy. Yes, Pete Ross, you'll be going into the future soon with Superboy. I am? Yes!
He's like, I'll see to that. I was like, what, dude? Oh, Marla, you're creepy no matter what happens.
But that means, okay, actually, he must be like a senior advisor that they haven't had before, like, at all. Like, he does say he's a new senior Legion advisor, but Superboy doesn't seem to, like, know anything about
that. He has no idea.
He didn't see him and go, oh, yeah, it's Marla, the senior advisor.
Right. Well, according to this, like, freaking, like, 70 years have passed in Legion land, because they have, like, it's like, it's supposed to be one member a year, but
yeah.
It happens a lot. So
then Marla and Ultra Boy take off in their time bubble.
Which still looks creepy, because they're still in their matching outfits, yes. But they're in a glowing ball now.
Yes. And then they leave. And then the narrator says, you will soon... Oh, wait. He says, I hope I see Ultra Boy again soon. And the narrator's like, you will, Superboy, under very startling circumstances.
Like, what?
And that ends this story.
That was some foreshadowing.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
I don't even know what.
Yeah.
I'm leading through the next story.
What is the next story?
There are masks involved, and I think everyone loses control
I think I know what that is.
Awesome.
That's going to be awesome. Is it a tryout issue?
No, it just looks like everyone has lost control of their powers.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
But I do spot a lever that they pull to summon Superboy, so this is going to be awesome.
This is going to be so good. Okay, so tune in next time. We're still the superfuturefriends.blogspot.com, and you can contact us by emailing us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com. And
thanks for all the nice comments.
Yes.
You get awesome email in the comments.
Super great. You guys are awesome. Jinx.
Aww.
Buy me Coke.
No.
Bye, guys.
Bye.